What lies ahead for our planet? Find out on an extraordinary trip with the Wall Street Journal and National Geographic Expeditions. Book now at natgeoexpeditions.com/WSJ or call 888-205-5621.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. As women marry and plan to have children later in life, many turn to freezing their eggs to preserve their chances of getting pregnant. Wall Street Journal reporter Julia Carpenter has been weighing the idea of freezing her eggs and the decisions involved.
The reason my friends and I have been talking about this so much is because we realize that the costs for some of these procedures are so high, and that it requires us to start saving now to make them financially feasible for the future.
Coming up, she'll explain some of the services and benefits that companies provide and how the costs are different for each person.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
As more women consider freezing their eggs in the hopes of getting pregnant later in life, timing and cost are important factors in the decision. And today's generation of women have a lot of information and financial resources available as they plan their future. Wall Street Journal reporter Julia Carpenter joins us to discuss. So, Julia, you wrote a very personal essay in the Wall Street Journal about this. This is a recurring topic of conversation among you and your friends, but you're 28, and some people might think it's too early to have this conversation.
28 is not the age at which I saw myself getting pregnant, and I don't even see myself getting pregnant in the next few years. But I think the reason my friends and I have been talking about this so much is because we realize that the costs for some of these procedures are so high, and that it requires us to start saving now to make them financially feasible for the future.
So what are the costs involved?
So egg freezing itself is a one-time cost that could run a couple $1,000s or a couple $100s, depending on the insurance and the benefit that you're provided. But the storage for these eggs is then an additional cost on top of that.
So it is not a one-time cost.
Definitely not. I think that thinking about the timeline becomes even more important, because deciding when you're going to freeze your eggs requires you to think about when you'll have the money to do that first procedure. But then deciding for how many years you'll keep your eggs frozen and what those storage costs will be is another process altogether.
You know, in the past, I think people might have associated this with women who are very late in life or high-powered women who could afford this. Why do you think that this landscape has changed?
Well, I think the first thing is that there's so many more companies in this space. I spoke with one woman for the piece who said that she remembers when egg freezing and fertility was a mere cottage industry. Those are her words. And she says now it's a total boom. So people my age are constantly getting ads for this on Instagram, which happens to me a lot, actually. Or we're seeing sales, or we're talking with our friends who are doing this. And it seems that especially as people are thinking about the timeline and the time that they want to start a family, as it collides with the time that they want to kick their career into high gear, it becomes all the more pressing and all the more important to discuss.
And in addition to cost and figuring out when you want to have children, there's also the need to weigh the viability of your eggs.
Totally. And I think the first thing that I learned in reporting this piece that shocked me was how few women actually unfreeze their eggs. I think one of the stats I quote in the piece estimates that only 10% of women who freeze their eggs actually end up using those frozen eggs. Most women start their families in other ways, or they decide that they don't want kids, or life doesn't go as planned. But only 10% of women are actually returning to unfreeze those eggs and start their families that way. So it's a huge sunk cost for a relatively little payoff.
And the cost of this is another monumental cost in a woman's life. Women in their 20s and their 30s, I would imagine, are still paying off student loans, and they have other obligations as well.
I think that that's something I talk about with my friends all the time, is we're thinking, look, in the grand scheme of life, where do we want our money going? Do we want to own houses? Do we want to pay down our loans and be debt free? Do we want to go on that dream vacation? And then when you're looking at price, or I should also say, you know, you're thinking, or do I want to know down the line that I will 100% be able to have a child with my eggs? And you're looking at some of these costs, and I think one of the stats I quote in the piece estimates that the average woman pays around 50 $15,000 for egg freezing. So that's way more than so many people would spend on so many other of goals in their life. So it's not a trivial cost or something to put off.
Does insurance cover this?
So in many cases, insurance or benefits are covering this now. That's a relatively new phenomenon. Facebook and Apple were some of the first companies to come out and very publicly say, we will provide this for our female employees. And as I say in the piece, News Corp, the parent company of the Wall Street Journal, also provides this as a benefit for employees. In my case, it wouldn't entirely provide this for free. I would definitely be out some money out of pocket, but it's definitely a space in which we're seeing more and more assistance.
And the data shows that it seems that age 37 is a pivotal time in a woman's life with respect to deciding whether to freeze her eggs.
Well, it's interesting. What I found out in looking at that study is it's not necessarily that women who are at 37 should freeze their eggs. It's more that when you compared women who didn't freeze their eggs in this one study to women who did freeze their eggs, when you look at 37, that's when women saw the highest likelihood of having a child with those frozen eggs.
And then, Julia, is this process any different for a heterosexual woman versus for an LGBTQ woman?
I mean, I think the thing that is different is while the actual egg freezing process is not different, thinking about starting a family is different. So something I talk about a lot with my heterosexual friends, and I talked with a lot of women for this piece as well, is that they are freezing their eggs, but maybe they're not going to unfreeze them because they're kind of holding out hope that they will meet a partner and have a family without needing those frozen eggs. For me, even if I froze my eggs and I don't end up needing those eggs, I will still be out a couple $100 for donor sperm, or I'll be out even more thousands of dollars if I decide to adopt or if I decide to foster and adopt. There's all of these different considerations for LGBTQ women that still require money, and heterosexual women are essentially not thinking about those same costs.
It seems like with all the information out there and all the services out there, there's still a lot of unanswered questions surrounding this topic.
Definitely. I mean, the number one thing I heard from other women when I would talk about this with them casually is that even with so much information and even with so many resources, there is still this huge gulf between understanding what is right for a person and understanding what is right for you. So if you hear, well, it's better to freeze your eggs when you're younger, that's when your eggs are most viable. It's easier to get pregnant when you're younger. That's when, you know, it's your chances of getting pregnant and your chances of a successful pregnancy are the highest, that still doesn't exactly square with so many women's financial realities or their career realities or their life realities. And it's this instance in which, and I kind of reckon with this in the piece a little bit, you can have all the information you need, but there is still not a machine out there that you plug in and it says, get pregnant at 32 or freeze your eggs at 30. And I think that's what so many of us really want, is we want kind of a guided pinpoint for that. And in the end, it's still such a personal journey and it's still such a specific individual question.
So it's really important for a person to know what questions to ask along the way.
Being able to know what to ask is even more important than asking.
So what are the most important questions that a woman should ask?
I think the most important question is, when do you want to start your family? Because for so many women, that's the question that decides all the other questions. So for myself, I kind of decided, all right, I don't really even know if I want to have kids. I don't know how I want to have kids. This is just one option in a multiplicity of options. And that kind of gave me a little bit more wiggle room. Some women say, I don't want kids really until I'm much older. Some women say, I'm definitely looking to get pregnant in the next year. And that's a really defining question.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter with us. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.